As we crossed the parking lot, I recognized blackberry bushes. I remembered issues addressed in the Geneva Project about housing planning on a residual land some years ago. My memory seemed to throw a grid of expectations determining what I was going to see. Behind the first bushes, breaking through the concrete, we bumped into a natural thorn wall. We found an artificial way cut into it, and we entered the wasteland, driven by curiosity and the anticipation of discovery, like stumbling over a corpse. We were Indians on an unknown trail. The path had been recently cut with sharp tools. We had to be careful that the spiky branches didn't damage our nice winter coats. Tourists in a nasty jungle, 10 minutes away from city life. The discrepancy colored our behavior. Both of us were trying to domesticate the situation. What could happen? Getting lost? Hurt? No, what could really happen was to meet somebody. We knew now we wouldn't find corpses. Far too many campsites hid under the arches of pioneer plants. There was some sort of organization giving space and intimacy to each camp, distributed along the path, sometimes dividing into forks. Between sites, we found collected trash. We also stepped over a 2 weeks-old newspaper. We turned into amateur detectives, searching for and interpreting hints to figure out what the hell was going on here, imagining who was living here and how they were living. We were intruders on somebody's intimacy, on a derelict state property. Realizing this after 20 minutes of exploration, caught in the middle of the zone, our fear of meeting somebody became more concrete. If we did, we would have no good reasons to be here. We were in our city, suddenly wondering how to behave if we met somebody. What languages, habits, dialects, codes, and behaviors were in use in this area? We would have liked to know the rules, to know the norms. Who knew about this place? Did the state know? Did the city, the police, the social services, or even the city's foresters? We were nowhere, in a black hole, an invisible city. As we reached a hill, we looked around. Apartment buildings and office towers. All had a view on the zone, but it was obviously impossible to see through the jungle from there, even in winter. We agreed. This was a perfect hideout, even luxurious. At the very least, a spacious and well-situated summer residency. We got out after 50 minutes, exhausted. Back in our world, we were blinded, our senses overexposed. That was all we brought back from our trip. The zone remained untouched and closed upon its possibilities, as though we'd never been there.